Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of Scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. You know, many years ago, one of our neighbors had given us their dog because they simply could not handle the animal anymore. And it was an older dog that I took in and kept in our backyard. But whenever you tried to take this animal out in public, she'd absolutely refuse to submit to my authority. And I've had a lot of dogs in the past, but this one had the greatest level of disobedience of any creature I've ever known. She's just like a rebellious wife or a rebellious child, openly displaying her absolute unwillingness to love and obey her owner. Whenever you put her on a leash to walk her, she was so untrainable and wild that she'd practically rip your arm right out of the socket, leaving your shoulder bruised for days. And even though she was well cared for and provided with a good home, she wouldn't submit to authoritative commands. She couldn't figure out how good she really had it, even biting the hand of the one who fed her. This wasn't a dog that had been treated cruelly by their owner, because the people we got her from loved her very much. It's just the way that she was, filled with a stubborn and willful heart that would not accept any training at all. Sometimes I would attach her to a heavy scrap tire that she'd drag down the road, but she'd fight against it so hard that the rope would eventually break and she'd run off into the woods. She refused to submit to my wishes, choosing to live in complete disobedience, and she was the dumbest dog I've ever known. And this reminds me of the Christian life. You know, many people are the exact same way. They claim to be Christians, but they're completely rebellious and disobedient towards the will of God. They refuse to submit to His purpose and rebel against His teachings. They're blind leaders of the blind who cannot be educated, proving themselves to be dumb dogs. Isaiah 56, verse 10 says, "His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter." We are living in a time of great wickedness. It's one of the darkest periods of history, which is quickly advancing itself towards God's punishment and great tribulation. The world has surrounded itself with false prophets who love money rather than the truth in Christ. They love their sins more than Jesus. And Jesus warned that shortly before his return, the world would be filled with them. And that prophecy is being fulfilled right before our very eyes. Matthew 24, verse 11 says, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." These false prophets are guiding people into a great rebellion against God. I mean, they don't preach the gospel of truth, but a false gospel of disobedience and sin. They surround themselves with wicked women, such as the false prophetess Jezebel, who abide in a state of rebellion against the will of God. Like dumb dogs, these people care less about submission to God's purpose, so they tell people whatever they need to just to keep them in the seats. This is so that the money will keep flowing into their wicked groups, fanning the flames of their own corruption and damnation. Titus 1 verse 10 says, "For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake." Unruly means that they are unprincipled, undisciplined, and they reject the authority of the things of God. Well, who does these kinds of things? Satan, who is now sitting in high places of religious authority in places that claim to follow Christ. They preach a wide, inclusive path to heaven, not a narrow and obedient one. This is because the devil doesn't want to change his ways. So what he does is he alters scriptural truth by putting out his own perverted versions of Scripture to fit his own wicked living. That's why they're out there in the world today. The fire has already been lit for these people and God's wrath will come upon them to the uttermost. 2 Peter 2 verse 1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. You know, the message of repentance really burns up the devil. He hates the truth and preaches tolerance instead. People joyfully receive him because he says whatever they want to hear. He promises them liberty, but he's the servant of corruption. He preaches that repentance isn't needed to get to heaven. He preaches that you can abide in your sins and still be saved eternally. Those who choose to believe those kind of lies are deserving of death and damnation. The devil is a lying snake, a disobedient and a dumb dog who cannot bark because he's so stupid. 2 Timothy 4:3 says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." If people aren't going to serve God and do his will, then you might as well say goodbye to them right now. Let the dead bury their dead, as the Lord Jesus taught. False prophets and deceivers lead people into direct disobedience to the teachings of God's holy word, manifesting an impenitent and a willful state of rebellion. And it's only going to get worse. 2 Timothy 3 verse 13, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Just like in the Garden of Eden, you can easily recognize the works of false prophets. What they do is they try to lead you into liberalism and away from obedience to the conservative teachings of our faith in Christ. They may be good behind a podium, but out of their mouths flow the dung of disobedience. Romans 16:17 says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil." Many people who profess to be Christian are going to follow after false prophets. And you'll know them all by their works of open rebellion against the teachings and the will of God. They're unsubmissive, uncooperative, and unrepentant towards Christ and his word. They are wolves in sheep's clothing who foam out their own shame. They claim to be highly educated. Well, the truth is they don't know anything at all. All they are is another rebellious and disobedient dumb dog. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups. You can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose that you can find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all. Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.